Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
What up, what X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Good morning, my friends. What's up, man? What's up? How you doing? Doing good? All right. Good, good, good. Let's do it. Hey, look, there goes my number one friend. He's the Hajj, all the bad guys. Nicholas Hajj, the assistant host of the program. What's up, my man? What's up, buddy?
My early morning gummy kicked in extra hard today, so made a little
bit slow.
Don't
take drugs before work.
It's not a drug. It's Delta 8.
It's not a drug.
Technically.
What's the point?
Why are you taking my mental healthness by creating a euphoric feeling?
Oh,
based on how chemicals interact with my brain chemistry.
Not a drug.
Not yet.
Yeah,
but they're working on it. I'm sure.
Not a drug. And so this not drug kicked in, is what you said?
Usually they don't really affect me, but today we're feeling it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not feeling drugs, but just feeling it, whatever that means.
Medicinal. I'm feeling very medicinal today.
You say so. Noted young person, she never saw Back to the Future in the theaters. Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Hi. No, I didn't.
None of them, huh?
Nope.
Not even Back to the Future 3?
Nope.
You would have been.
I haven't even seen Back to the Future 3.
All right, you can take the rest of the day off.
What do you mean you've never seen Back to the Future 3? What are you doing?
That's the cowboy one. People told me I didn't have to watch that one.
People told you. You got to stop listening to people. Apparently, Emily has a friend who said Dave, the television show, is no good.
Yeah.
Cut that person out of your life.
Yeah.
Immediately.
You need to put her on a Facebook purge, just like, what's her name? Delete me.
that person.
Yeah. That is ludicrous to me.
Emily, I don't know if you could have said a thing that would hurt Jason more this early in the morning than...
I haven't seen Back to the Future 3. I've played the video game.
Okay. Well, are you trying? You're going for it? You're going to try and find a way to hurt me more?
No, I'm relating. Yeah. I'm relating to you, Jason.
Before we started the morning with a sweet puddle of mud jam just there, there was a song on before that, New Invention by I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. That all three of us professional radio DJs were like, what is this? I don't know what this is. And Emily just read the name of the band. And I was like, oh. And I said, it's a movie reference, Emily. And she goes, it could be anything.
I was like, that sentence could be said in any movie.
Back to the Future, all right?
Oh.
They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Run for it, Marty!
Oh.
No?
No.
None of this?
No. Maybe a little.
I just came up with the idea for the flux capacitor. The trying to kiss his mom thing really got me. No, he's trying to kiss him.
Jesus, that makes it even better.
She's parched
before. You sound like a damn fool when you say it wrong.
Oh my
God. Summer Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Probably not, but let me just... Right.
It's Friday.
Oh, wait, what?
You ain't got no job.
Oh, no, sorry. Friday for me, guys. I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, great. Hey, let's rub it in, huh?
Hey, you guys had the opportunity to take some day. Was it you or was it the boss that was like, it'll be good practice?
Yeah, it was the boss.
Okay. Well, tune in tomorrow because Nick and Emily are going to practice.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys.
You may even do it live.
Yeah.
Practice live.
Okay. Was it a live practice run yesterday when Jeff Bezos went to space, guys? Jeff Bezos went to space.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think this. He launched from right here in the great state of Texas just after 8 o'clock in the morning. Could have done this news yesterday, but I was like, what's your weirdest email address? That's better news than Jeff Bezos
going into space.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't care. What are we doing?
Rich people going to space? Like, cool.
I'm glad we waited till today because now I can safely have my take of like, who else was kind of rooting for disaster?
Nick, nobody. Why are you trying?
Rooting is your draw.
You want Jeff Bezos to perish?
just if they had just had a fireball in West Texas and we're down $7 billion collectively, that would have been more interesting than Jeff Bezos almost goes to space in a cowboy hat.
Everybody just wants to bust on Jeff Bezos. And I don't know why I'm always got to be team pro-billionaire.
Yeah.
There was a study yesterday, we didn't get to it, but about our favorite and least favorite billionaires, and everybody hated Mark Zuckerberg. And I'm like, look, the guy's weird.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, probably messed up one election, but do you have to hate him? Why? All right?
He's selling our information.
Do you know what your cousin's kids look like without Mark Zuckerberg? You don't, okay?
No.
Facebook still has been a net benefit to your life, okay? It has been more good than it has bad. It has, okay? It has. Sorry.
You complain all the time about its main function that you have to see these said cousins and high school friends' kids and everything. That's what it is.
That's the only benefit. That's the only benefit. And what's the problem? What's it doing wrong?
Politics.
All right.
Pandemic. Anyway.
You know what? Politics, pandemic, I don't consider as bad as having to read that post from Emily's friend who's, again, Emily will not take $100 to comment, delete me.
I think we got up to like almost 300.
Delete me, cousin.
Yeah, these are, unless I see the money on the table, we'll talk. Cash.
I did enjoy that old lady astronaut, Wally Funk. She was fun.
So yeah, he made history, Jeff Bezos did, because his spaceship, New Shepard, totally not penis shaped.
Nope, not at all. No phallus.
You gotta be doing that on purpose, right? Was there never a...
There's probably some aerodynamics physics involved with the shape of this thing.
Richard Branson didn't have a dong to spaceship, did he? All right? The Challenger
is
not...
Well,
I don't know. And so at no point did Jeff Bezos sit in a meeting with some people and they showed him some mock-ups and he was like, it kind of looks like a dildo.
I like to think that they kept trying to push him away from it and he was just like, No, it needs to be kind of bulbous at the top.
Made history
down the side
by transports. Carrying the oldest and youngest people to ever fly into space. 82-year-old female aviator Wally Funk. Lady Wally, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I didn't see anything about her. You like her, Nick?
She's just one of those, like, I'm full of spitfire and tarnation, and I'm so glad I went to space. I told you I could do it. I'm Wally Funk.
That's awesome. I'm proud of her.
She is awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
And
it's like, it's
what
like
does
your,
she do? You're proud of her.
She
lived
to
82 and then they buckled her in and then flew.
She was an aviator.
She went on a road trip to New Mexico. That would be the same thing to her. What did she do?
She never gave up. When NASA sent her to space, she sat there and she kept flying until a billionaire needed a publicity move and put her in the space.
She straight up could have gone into a coma by going into space. At 82. So she risked her life.
Good job.
Okay, with Jeff
Good
Bezos.
Job staying conscious again for another day, Wally. I didn't mean to hate on you. It's fine.
Is it okay if like I just root for her to break a hip because of the G-forces?
Why are you always trying to kill people?
I'm down a hip, but I'm not full of energy. I can do it. I'm Wally Funk.
18-year-old Dutch student Oliver Damon becomes the youngest person ever to fly into space. Hey, how about that?
Daddy's kid.
Jeff Bezos.
Dutch, come on.
Said later, quote, to every astronaut, everybody who's been up into space, they say this. They say it changes them. They say, look at it. They're kind of amazed and awestruck by Earth and its beauty, but also its fragility, and I can vouch for that, end quote. What if he comes down now, he's a changed man?
Honestly, dude, that would be awesome.
Those Amazon workers now make $100,000 a year. Bathroom breaks whenever you want.
I was thinking opposite. What if he comes back and he's like, all right, goodbye, Amazon, and he goes and lives in the mountains?
Well, he's retiring,
lives in the mountains. I'm talking about caveman. He's like, I've seen the world now. I know that simplicity
is best. The answer's in a cave?
Yeah.
Seen the world from space. The answer is to go further into it in a hole.
He's going
to
go live in a cave, but he's going to have a subscribe and save thing set up for toilet paper to be delivered every week. And his Amazon Prime ain't getting shut off.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to make Smile just the default search function. No, what he literally did is he came back and he thanked everybody, all the workers and the customers. He said, you guys paid for this. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. That's how this changed him.
Did he really do that?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
What a jerk.
Took him space to be able to thank some people.
You still have to poop in your vans.
He's going to fly two more human missions before the end of the year.
Why?
Already Why any of this? Why any of this? Because people want to go to space. Already selling tickets for future flights. No word on how much they cost, but he says sales are already approaching $100 million. Virgin Galactic, that's the Richard Branson one, are selling flights for $250,000 per. How much money do you have to spend $250,000 to fly to space? Like, do you have to be, if you're a 10 millionaire, seems like spending $250,000 on just like, hey, I'm going to fly 7 minutes into the air. It's a little bit of a reckless expense, if you ask me. You have to be a billionaire, 100 million?
Those billionaires love to spend their money.
Somebody just saving up and they're like, as soon as I get to 250,000, I'm going. I'm spending my last 250,000.
Yeah, and $1. I'm going to have $1 when I come back.
Yeah.
101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. And we have Kings of Leon tickets for you to win before 7 o'clock. Coming up next, the NBA champions. We have a new NBA champion, the Milwaukee Bucks, and we're going to get a recap from a man who didn't watch the game, set to the NBA on NBC theme music. Right, Nick?
Sure.
101X, it's the Morning X. Kings of Leon, September 15th, Germania Insurance Amphitheater. Your chance at tickets just minutes away.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again. Only had to wait 50 years. Two of your lifetimes, Emily, and a little change since the good people of Milwaukee experienced an NBA championship. They did it 105-98. They beat the Phoenix Suns last night. They win the series 4-2. They were down 0-2 in this series. People wrote them off. They say, let me just reel off 4 in a row real quick. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, he's good. 50 points in the game last night, 14 rebounds, 5 block shots, made his free throws. He's a horrible free throw shooter last night, 17 of 19 from the line. Quote, people told me I can't make free throws, and I made them tonight, and I'm a freaking champion.
It took him this long to get to the last game. It was an important,
he came up big. Came up big in a closeout game.
Look, I know that lots of these champion athletes and teams want to like play with a chip on their shoulder. It's the world against me. They said I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But if you need free throw shame to get you over the hump, Giannis, I mean, it worked, so...
It has been one of the biggest storylines of this NBA postseason is Giannis and the free throws, the opposing crowd counting, all of that stuff, man. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Look, just say none of your NBA commentary to me. I can't have sports conversations with you now that I know you. How many seconds of NBA finals did you watch live?
One
second?
Two, three, 10 seconds.
Ten seconds? I don't believe you.
And highlights after the fact.
I ask you how many seconds you watched live.
Some places it's live. It's live on Twitter.
Are you proud of yourself? Emily, how many seconds of the NBA Finals did you watch live?
A minute.
Both of you guys are lying to me, okay?
Yeah, no. I definitely watched...
What channel is it on? What's a channel?
I drove by a Pluckers on the way home yesterday. Yeah. Does that count?
I frequent Chili's.
I got lots of TVs you can see from outside.
Exactly. Chili's is so distracting. They have it on like 5 different TVs, so that means I've watched like 5 minutes of it, right? If it goes on for a minute.
Osmosis. That's how you learn. Yeah.
And now, an NBA Finals recap from a man who didn't watch a single second of the NBA Finals. Set to the NBA on NBC theme music.
NBA on NBC, exciting basketball action was probably on your TV. Good, looks like the Bucks won after reeling off 4 straight wins. Something about Suns in 4, but it's losses, not wins, not a gentleman's sweep. Look, here's the real story, is that this was all a conspiracy.
I need one more verse.
Like everybody knows, Chris Paul was about to win a championship in the NBA because Chris Paul's all big in the union. That's the players. The NBA is preparing for a fight over contracts and things. They said we can't have him having too much power.
Right.
So we sent in Scott Foster, the corrupt referee that was all buddies with Donaghy. I watched that, listened to that podcast by that one guy. They sent him in there and said, you know what, shut down Chris Paul. We need the Bucks to win.
Absolute worst.
We need the Bucks to win. This is the fix, NBA. Yeah.
Emily, you familiar with Round Ball Rock, NBA on NBC, the music? I love it.
It's really cool.
It touches me in my childhood, all right? Don't touch the
This
the
feels
child.
Like the beginning of a cartoon.
In the 90s, basketball, when it would come on NBC, this was their music.
And that's so cool.
We are keeping this song alive, one disappointing Nick sing-along at a time.
That was not my best work.
It kind of rapped there for a second. It started rapping a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we did.
That's fine.
Just a little
bit. Truth bombs.
Yeah,
the NBA doesn't want you to know.
So you did it. Congratulations, Bucks. I got a bad sports taste in my mouth. I got to do another story here. Deion Sanders. You know who that is, Emily? Deion Sanders?
Mm-hmm. No.
In his day, the Prime best time. Defensive back in all of the NFL, return specialist. He once played, two-sport athlete. He once played a professional football game and a professional baseball game in the same day.
So he's a professional both?
He invented do-rags. And not he did. And not buckling the gloves, not strapping up your gloves. Just let him flap. Yeah.
Why does he do that?
He did it as a cowboy, okay?
Oh, okay.
OG glove buckle unfastener.
Sure.
Okay. It was better then. I'm fed up with your act, though, Deion Sanders. He's now the head football coach at Jackson State University. Great. And walked out of a press conference yesterday after he was referred to by his first name, Deion, twice.
What?
Disrespect.
They called him his name?
Quote, you twice? Don't call Nick Saban Nick. Don't call me Deion. If you call Nick Nick, you'll get cussed out on the spot. So don't do that to me. Treat me like Nick. End quote. Now, Deion.
Didn't he say treat me like Nick at the end? He should have said treat me like whatever the guy's last name was. Right? Doesn't that defeat?
That's a good point.
That defeats the whole point.
You got him.
Coach Saban, treat me like Coach Saban.
Yeah. He called him Nick, and the whole point was don't call him by his first name.
Here's the point. Nick Saban has 6 rings, Deion. Okay.
7 rings. But that's the
Google needs to update their stuff then.
Maybe you need to update your stuff, okay?
Internal library.
How many of your takes were Googled seconds before they were aired?
Doesn't matter. Sorry for doing research for my takes, sir. I should just use off the cuff.
Yes. No, they should just be in you, okay? They should be in you. Yeah. It's hard to broadcast with this much disappointment. But no, your point is correct. Nick Saban has earned an amount of respect where it does seem questionable to call him Nick. You're Deion Sanders, okay? You were hired for name recognition alone. You had no coaching experience to begin with. You literally were hired for your name. So you're going to get up and walk. I think if you call Nick Saban Nick, he's not. I mean, maybe he doesn't love it, but he's not going to throw a temper tantrum. Not going to cuss you out.
It's also not his first defense. He was thought somebody stole his wallet or something earlier a couple months ago, and it turns out no, we just moved it, coach. Just chilled, Deion.
Did you say it wasn't his first defense because he was a cornerback?
Yes.
Defensive specialist?
Yes.
I like what you did.
Okay,
I like what you did.
I didn't mean to, but I'll take credit for it.
Say you did. Say you did. Just keep it.
Nick Suss is actually the name of the reporter of the Clarion Ledger. Quote, when I interview people, I call them by their first name, whether it's someone I've been working with for years or someone I'm talking to for the first time. End quote. I feel like you can call Deion. By the way, he doesn't want to be called Mr. Sanders. He wants to be called Coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's a coach now.
Oh.
You know, I'm coaching the
my softball team,
the Ligers tonight. Should I not let them call me Jason? Should they have to call me Coach?
Yeah.
Sir?
Skip.
Czar of softball?
Master.
Yeah. All of the above.
Call me right now on the telephone, 512-835-1015. We have Kings of Leon tickets for you to win. 512-835-1015, September 15th, Germania Insurance Amphitheater. Smarter Than Jason is next. Good luck on the phone. What X? It's the Morning X. Punk rock physicist tweets at the Morning X. Says, even when it's not good, the Nick BA on NBC is still amazing. I do enjoy it a good amount, but it's hard for me to watch him do it now that he stopped watching games. Watch the games, man. What's the problem?
I've consumed the information. It's in my brain.
You idiot! It is not.
The Phoenix Suns were a fun story, but they couldn't. They didn't have
Scott
the shooting
had nothing
prowess.
Had nothing to do it.
Yeah, really? Yeah. The facts, statistics, stats.
Kings of Leon, September 15th, Germania Insurance Amphitheater with Cold War Kids. We had tickets to give away and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse. Unlike some people around here.
I'm a college fan.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, good morning, Brittany?
Yes.
What's up, Brittany? I'm going to the hallway. Good luck.
Brittany, We've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more right than Jason, you are going to win the fabulous prizes. Just prize. Well, pair of prizes. Whatever.
Tickets.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. We've got which German composer wrote that? Basketball movies better than Space Jam 2? Or ornithological trivia, which means birds?
Let's see the German composers.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, no. Okay. Sorry.
You ready?
I'm trying to.
This is a degree of difficulty because there's audio clips that we can't do this without them. Scroll by date created. Go down to smarter. Maybe go through the S's. Okay. Excellent.
Okay. We're getting there. Sorry.
Let me explain what we're going to do. I'm going to play an audio clip. It is a famous song by a German composer. And you, Brittany, are going to tell me who composed that. Except Emily doesn't know where it is. So we might be switching to bird trivia.
I see smarter.
All right. This is terrible.
Well, it's not. I understand. It's not under smarter. So.
Okay. Brittany, I'm going to audible and make you pick basketball or birds. Sorry.
Birds.
All right. Ornithological trivia. A murder is a group of what kind of birds? Murder.
Crows.
Yes.
Woohoo. Sorry, I'm so excited.
That's right. Well, we don't do it now.
No, I need to.
What super small bird is the only kind that can fly backwards and even upside down?
Hummingbird?
Yes.
See, you don't need the German composers.
No, nobody does. The clips don't even exist. I pranked you all. Gotcha. You got hodged. What is the state bird of Texas?
Mockingbird.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was easy.
Look at that, Brittany. And you wanted to go 0 for 3 in German composers, but no, we did it. Or maybe you know German composers. I don't know. But the important thing is Brittany, quote unquote, chose bird trivia. And got three
quote
correct.
Unquote, what happened?
Emily couldn't find the clips for the other one, so.
It wasn't under there.
What?
I mean, like, I'll show you what. We can figure it out later.
What's the problem?
You got to answer bird questions. You got to go 3 for 3 to beat Brittany. That's the problem. Don't play it.
Don't play what?
That.
Oh, okay. Wasn't in there.
All right. I was under smarter, you saw.
I mean, that's... okay. A murder is a group of what kind of
now
birds?
Now I'm going to have to explain to somebody why this segment was not better prepared. You guys do this, I get yelled at, okay? I get yelled at!
I've been saying all week, are we prepared to do the German quiz? And she says yes.
German?
A murder is a group of what kind of birds?
Crows.
Yes.
Oh, listen to me.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
I can just feel my career being murdered.
Instead of dings, I'm going to give you a...
All right. Well, what super small bird is the only kind that can fly backwards and even upside down?
Supers or super small bird.
Only one that can fly backwards and even upside down.
Upside down. What happened with Brittany?
She got all three.
All three.
Oh, really?
She knew her birds.
Look at the big brain on Brittany.
She didn't even need the German composers. She said German composers. I said, no. You need birds.
Give me canary, Bob.
Oh, it's a hummingbird.
That's no good.
What is the state
bird? You win, Brittany. Congratulations. Hold on just one second.
You win. We all lost. What is the state bird of Texas?
I almost said it like immediately, but then I was like, hang on. Bluebonnet's not a bird. That would be a problem.
Imagine them growing wings and flying away.
It is, right? Don't be stupid.
All the families take pictures with the blue bonnets and birds every day.
I'm going to go mockingbird, Bob.
I'm going to go yes, Bob.
Oh, okay, good. You still win, Brittany.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.